This is the Sakar Merli of the 27th of August 2024. Essence, sweet children, remain in a conscious state and remember the Father. To go into the stage of nothingness or to sleep is not having yoga. Question: why are you not allowed to sit here with your eyes closed? Answer: if you sit with your eyes closed, a thief can steal all the goods in your shop. Maya, the thief, will not allow your intellects to imbibe anything. If you sit in yoga with your eyes closed, you will fall asleep and you will not know anything. Therefore, sit with your eyes open. While doing your work, remember the Father with your intellects. There is no question of Hatha Yoga in this. Om Shanti. The spiritual father tells you spiritual children, this one is also a child. All bodily beings are his children. So the spiritual father says to souls, the main thing is the soul. Understand this very well. When you are sitting here in front, you should not detach yourself from your body and disappear. To detach yourself from your body and disappear is not the stage of the pilgrimage of remembrance. You have to sit here while alert. As you walk and move around or sit, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. The Father does not tell you to become unconscious as you sit here. There are many who disappear while sitting here. You have to sit here and remain alert. You also have to become pure. You will not be able to imbibe this knowledge without having purity. You will neither be able to bring benefit to anyone, nor will you be able to tell this to others. Those who do not remain pure themselves, but tell others to do so, are like pundits. You must not consider yourselves to be clever. Otherwise, your consciences will bite you. Don't think that you can close your eyes and go into a state of nothingness. That is not the stage of remembrance. Here you have to remain in a conscious state and remember the Father. To fall asleep is not having remembrance. Many points are explained to you children. It is shown in the scriptures that they go into the seventh world, stage of consciousness, and they are not aware of this world at all. You know about the world. This is a dirty world. No one knows the Father. If they were to know the Father, they would also know the cycle of the world. The Father tells you how this cycle turns and how human beings take rebirth. In the Golden Age, even though you become old, your face does not become ugly. Sannyasis do Hatha Yoga. They close their eyes and while sitting in caves, they become old and ugly. The Father tells you, while living at home with your families, you have to remain alert. To go into the stage of nothingness is not really a stage. You have to carry on with your business, etc., and also look after your household. You must not go into the stage of nothingness. While doing your work, remember the Father with your intellects. When you do your work, you surely do it with your eyes open. Continue to attend to your business, etc., but let your intellects be in yoga with the Father. You must not be careless about this. If you closed your eyes while sitting in your shop, someone would steal your stock and you would not even know. That stage is not accurate. To become detached from one's body is the practice of Hatha yogis. It is those with occult power who do that. The Father sits here and explains to you very clearly, you must not close your eyes for this. The Father says you must now forget all your friends and relatives that you have been remembering, but you must remember the one Father. Without having the pilgrimage of remembrance, your sins cannot be cut away. When they take Bor to the subtle region, they get lost. What happens? For as long as they are there, their sins cannot be absolved. They can neither remember Shiv Baba, nor can they hear Baba's Murli, and so there is a loss. However, it is fixed in the drama, and this is why they go there. They then come down and listen to the Murli. This is why Baba says, go and return quickly, don't stay there. Baba put a stop to all of those entertaining games. Go around in this way is like wandering and wailing. There is a great deal of wandering and wailing on the path of devotion because it is the path of darkness. Mira used to go to paradise in trance. That was neither yoga nor a study. Did she attain salvation through that? Did she become worthy of going to heaven? Were her sins of many births cut away? Absolutely not. The sins of many births can only be cut away by having remembrance of the Father. There is no benefit in having visions, etc. That is simply devotion. There is neither remembrance nor this knowledge. There is no one on the path of devotion who teaches these things, and so they are not able to attain salvation, no matter how many visions they may have. In the beginning, children used to go into trance by themselves. Mama and Baba did not go into trance. In the beginning, Baba simply had a vision of establishment and destruction. Nothing happened after that. I do not send anyone up there. Yes, I, Brahma, sit them down and say, Baba pulled the thread of this one. And if it is in the drama, her thread will be pulled. Otherwise, it won't be. Many receive visions. Many used to have visions in the beginning, and many will have visions at the end. It will be death for the prey and victory for the hunter. There are countless human beings, and they will all leave their bodies here. No one will take his body or anything else to the Golden Age or to the Land of Silence. There are countless human beings. All are to be destroyed. The one original eternal deity religion is now being established through Brahma. You daughters go to the villages and do so much service. You say to them, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Sannyasis don't know how to teach Raj Yoga. Who, apart from the Father, can teach Raj Yoga? The Father is now teaching you children Raj Yoga. You will then receive your kingdom and you will remain in limitless happiness. There will be no need to have remembrance there. There will not be the slightest trace of sorrow. Your lifespans will be long, and your bodies will be free from disease. Here there is a great deal of sorrow. It is not that the Father has created this play to cause you sorrow. This is an original and eternal play of happiness and sorrow, victory and defeat. Sannyasis do not know these things, and so how could they explain anything? They study the scriptures, etc., of the path of devotion. You are each told, consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. Those sannyasis consider themselves to be part of the soul, and they remember the Brahm element. They consider the Brahm element to be the supreme soul. They only have knowledge of the Brahm element. In fact, the Brahm element is the place of residence, where you souls reside, but they say they will merge into the element. Their knowledge is totally upside down. Here the unlimited Father teaches you children. They say that God will come after 40,000 years. That is called the darkness of ignorance. The Father says, I am the one who establishes the new world and who has the old world destroyed. I am carrying out the task of establishment. Destruction is also standing ahead. Now hurry up and become pure. Only then will you be able to go to the pure world. This is an old Tamopratan world. It is not the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Their kingdom existed in the new world. It no longer exists. They have continued to take rebirth. All sorts of things have been written in the scriptures. They have shown Sri Krishna sitting in Arjuna's horse chariot. It was not that Sri Krishna was sitting inside Arjuna. Sri Krishna was a bodily being. There was no question of a war, etc. They have divided the armies of the Pandavas and the Kauravas. However, those things do not happen here. Those are the limitless scriptures of the path of devotion. They do not exist in the Golden Age. There it is your kingdom, your reward of this knowledge. There is nothing but happiness. The Father establishes a new world, and so there would definitely be happiness in a new world. Would the Father build an old home? The Father would build a new home. That world is called the Satipatthana world. This world is now impure, Tamopratana. You are now sitting in the foreign kingdom of Ravan. Shiv Baba is called Rama. They make donations in the name of Rama, chanting Rama, Rama. Now there is a vast difference between Rama and Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba now tells you, children, remember me alone. You now have to return to the place you came from. Until you remember the Father and become pure, you will not be able to return home. There are very few among you who remember the Father accurately. It is not a question of saying anything through your lips. On the path of devotion, people say Rama, Rama with their lips. If someone doesn't chant this, they call him an atheist. They sing very loudly. As the tree grows, so the paraphernalia of the path of devotion also grows. The seed is very tiny. You do not have anything, nor do you make any sound. You are simply told to consider yourselves to be souls and remember me. You do not have to say anything with your lips. Children remember their physical fathers with their intellects. They do not sit and say, Baba, Baba. You now understand who the Father of souls is. All souls are brothers. Souls do not have any other name. However, the names of the bodies change. A soul is a soul, and that one is the Supreme Soul. His name is Shiva. He does not have a body of his own. The Father says, if I had a body of my own, I would also have to take birth and rebirth. Who would then grant you salvation? People remember me on the path of devotion. There are many images. You are now becoming residents of heaven from residents of hell. You have taken birth in hell, but you will have to die in order to go to heaven. You have come here in order to go to heaven. Before a bridge, etc., is constructed, they hold a foundation ceremony, and then the bridge continues to be constructed. The Father has already performed the inauguration, the foundation ceremony, of the establishment of heaven. Preparations are now taking place. Does it take time to build a building? Once the government begins to build one, they are able to construct it within a month. Abroad, you can buy ready-made houses. In heaven, your intellects will be broad, unlimited, and satta-prathan. Scientists have very clever intellects. They will build things very quickly. There, the walls will be studded with jewels. Nowadays, they make imitation jewellery very quickly, and it sparkles even more than the real thing. Nowadays, they also have machines to manufacture things very quickly. There, it does not take long to build a house. It takes time to clean everything. It is not that the golden city of Dwarka will rise from beneath the sea. Therefore, the Father says, eat and drink, but simply remember the Father, so that your sins can be absolved. There is no other way. You have been bathing in the Ganges for birth after birth, but no one has been able to attain liberation or liberation in life. Here, the Father shows you the way to become pure. The Father says, I am the purifier. You called out, O purifier Baba, come. Come and make us pure. When a drama comes to an end, all the actors, as well as the creator, appear on the stage. They all stand on the stage. The same thing happens here, too. When all souls have come down, you will then start returning. You are not ready yet. You have not reached your karmateet stage, so how can destruction take place? The Father only comes in order to teach you for the new world. There is no death. You are conquering death. Who enables you to conquer death? The death of all deaths. He takes so many back with him. You return in great happiness. The Father has now come to remove everyone's sorrow. This is why people sing his praise. God the Father, liberate us from sorrow. Take us to the land of peace and the land of happiness. However, human beings don't know that the Father is now creating heaven. When you go to heaven, the tree will be very small, and expansion will then take place later. All the other religions now exist, whereas that one religion does not exist. The name, form, kingdom, etc. all change. To begin with, you had a double crown, and you then became those with a single crown. When the Somnath Temple was built, there was so much wealth. That is the biggest temple, and it was looted. The Father says, you are becoming multi-million times fortunate. Continue to remember the Father at every step, and you will accumulate multi-millions. You are able to earn so much income by remembering the Father. In that case, why do you forget to remember such a Father? The more you remember the Father, and the more service you do, the higher the status you will claim. Many good children fall as they move along. If you dirty your faces, all the income you have earned will be lost. You will lose a big lottery. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. While looking after your household, keep your intellect in yoga with the Father. Do not become careless and make mistakes. You have to bring benefit to yourself and others by imbibing purity. 2. There is an income to be earned in the pilgrimage of remembrance and in this study. Trance is just wandering around. There is no benefit in that. To whatever extent possible, remain alert. Remember the Father and have your sins absolved. Blessing. May you be cooperative with everyone by making your stage and the atmosphere elevated with your elevated awareness. Yoga means to stay in an elevated awareness. I, an elevated soul, am a child of the elevated Father. When you have this awareness, your stage becomes elevated. An elevated atmosphere is automatically created in an elevated stage, and that attracts many souls towards themselves. Wherever you souls do anything while staying in yoga, the atmosphere is also made to give cooperation to others. Such cooperative souls are loved by the Father and the world. Slogan: by sitting on the seat of an unshakable stage, you will receive the throne of a kingdom. Om Shanti.